Good morning to you. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Hey, y'all.
Here's the good news.
And welcome to a Not Necessarily the News Tuesday edition, where honestly, we couldn't make this stuff up.
No.
We welcome our Hank fans that are broadcasting live for the world to see.
Not necessarily the news.
On our Facebook page, right there. Well, fun times down in Austin. We'll start with grown-up news as Fort Worth, no less, Texas Representative Nicole Collier is just hanging out on the Texas House floor.
Oh,
right now. Yeah, she's so the Texas House Democrats, you know, they left and now they're back. And they showed up, and now they want to put a security officer with them at all times, each one individually.
Okay.
This Texas Representative Collier said, I don't like that, so I'm not going to go anywhere. There's also the unclear thing if she's being prevented from leaving the House floor until she approves the law enforcement escort, or if it's on her own thing, but either which way, now there was... The latest update that I saw is that there were supporters that came and they were all arrested by Texas DPS overnight. So it's going really well, and they're back. So we will continue to track this as they. She just sits there.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the cleaning crew's going around her stuff.
So is it not?
Will you lift up your legs, please, ma'am? I have to vacuum.
Normal for like these public elected officials. To not have security?
At this point in politics, everything is normal.
Okay.
Everything
all right, it's fine.
Is normal.
We're doing great.
It's all weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, not everyone can wear jorts like the JB. Uh-uh. Sometimes a gal just needs good jeans, and they seem to be paying off. The current It Girl, Sydney Sweeney, well, she's got a dance card that is filling up fast. Word is some very famous men sliding into her DMs, and, well, you know, they're offering her some very fancy things, like trips to Europe or other expensive dates. She's not that type of girl. Uh-uh. She's refusing any rando hookups, as the kids say. She also returned to social media after the American Eagle scandal, probably with good reason. Her new Americana movie, not doing well at the box office. It made $500,000 over the weekend.
That's probably not what they estimated that to be.
No.
I also saw that American Eagle sales are dramatically down since this whole thing.
Oh.
So. I don't know.
Jeans on.
Maybe the jorts are really where it's at.
Come on, man.
It's sweeping the nation. They should invest in those. Saw that the NASCAR Xfinity Series, NASCAR's second tier, has a new title sponsor starting next year. That'll be O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Go!
In other sports news-ish, go! Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders will be returning to Netflix in Season 3, America's Sweethearts. Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, this is the third season that will be back 2026. And this also announced yesterday. Matthew McConaughey will embark on a poems and prayers book tour.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. So this personal new book, long-awaited follow-up to his memoir, Green Lights.
Green Lights.
Which they call a global phenomenon in the press release. Yeah, so he's got this whole new book coming out, poems and prayers, and he's going to go across the country at various dates and locations reading it. To us.
Story time with Matthew McConaughey.
Uh-huh. Yep. Tickets can be purchased.
Aww.
poemsprayers.com. Each ticket will include a copy of the book so you could read along. And the closest locations to here, Tulsa, that'll be September 19th if you want to make the drive. Mm. Not too bad. And then, of course, down in Austin on September 21st. So this show will definitely be having fun with that.
Is he wearing a shirt for that?
Who knows?
It's journalistic integrity.
Who knows? I don't know what the poem's about. Might be his haiku book.
So has anyone seen John Rich's baby? No, it's not a human or even a puppy, but the ATV that went missing. Now, this is a Polaris Sportsman 850. He encouraged fans to pay close attention to the unique wheels. And if you find it, John will send you an autographed guitar.
Ooh.
So far, it's received 12 million views, 87,000 likes. And, yeah, so be on the hunt. Double OKB.
So don't save a horse, save his ATV.
Mm-hmm. He's not very happy.
They did some good, too. This past Sunday, it was Miranda's Band Together benefit concert. That was for the continued flood relief down in Central Texas. And you had, most notably, boy, Cody Johnson got on there and just wailed how great thou art. Should go search for that at some point. But Parker McCollum was a part of it. Yes, McConaughey kicked it all off. This was down in Austin. Wade Bowen, Ryan Bingham, Pat, Randy. They were all, Dennis Quaid, too, friend of the show. So they all, even The Bachelor's Chris Harrison was there.
I mean, when in doubt. What about Seacrest? Was he there?
No. Oh, no, but it's still, even without Seacrest, raised $8.5 million there in flood relief. So tip of the cap there to Ms. Miranda and all her friends.
She's my best friend. You ever know anyone that can absolutely positively not be alone? Well, now there's a new name for that romantic approach. It is called monkey branching. Monkey branching.
Okay.
It's when one person clings to one person while they're lining up the next contender. As you can imagine, experts say this is not the healthiest approach to love. Relationship expert Angelica Koch says it could be construed as cheating. People who do this often miss emotional growth and are going through life in a fear-based state. Recovering from a love gone wrong takes hard work. Swinging from person to person assures you will not be left alone. Monkey branching.
You can always just go to a Coldplay concert.
There's that.
The company behind Ozempic announced you can now get it for 50% off if you pay in cash.
Like greenbacks?
And don't go through insurance. So $4.99 a month. That would be $499 a month in cash. That's aren't they kind of a big company to be doing like that?
Well, just, I know. Is that even?
I mean, that's like what like the Quicksack does. Well, if you pay cashly,
but it's
or you know, it's
yeah.
Like,
I mean, with all these apps, it's so much cheaper.
Hey, you want some Ozempic? I got I got some in the back here. What you got on you, huh? Wegovy? I got you Wegovy over here. And then finally, since MSNBC is now officially leaving the NBC Universal family, it announced yesterday it will change its name to MS Now, and it's an acronym by the end of the year. So, yeah, this stands for My Source for News, Opinion, and the World. That's
News,
MS
opinion.
Now.
Now.
They will make that change by the end of the year.
Soon.
Still the most agreed upon news source for people that agree that nobody watches MS, whatever.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
We're in agreement there.